Aaron Montroy. You're a Rockstar employee, and we're going to discuss what that actually means. But I think it means you're pretty great at what you do. So tell me, first of all, what you do.
I am the program lead at Ottawa Valley Community Connections, so I plan the day-to-day activities for a large group of adults with special needs. And I also plan big adventures, manage the budget. I don't know, it's a busy job.
Okay, now I don't know too much about OVCC other than you're located in the building where I used to get my haircut.
Yes, we moved here over a year ago. So we are a social recreation program, do a lot of life skills training, employment skills, and we try to learn something new every day and do as much fun stuff as possible. We're very involved in the community, helping out whenever we can. We're all about facing our fears and pushing our limits. We can do anything. So we've done some big adventures like zip lining, dog sledding, whitewater rafting. We took a group of 13 participants to Disney World for 8 days, 7 nights, which was quite the adventure. And now we're working on planning our next big vacation.
And I'm catching you just before you're heading to Haliburton to take a group of people dog sledding. That sounds really neat.
That's right. We're going on a dog sledding adventure at Winter Dance Dog Sledding. And we're spending 2 nights, 3 days in Haliburton. We're going to do snowshoeing, skating, cross-country skiing, and dog sledding.
All of this must keep you really, really busy. How many other staff members are involved in these activities?
So for the big adventure we're going on today, I have one other staff coming with me. So we have a group of 5 participants going. And then we have 3 staff staying back with the rest of our crew, and they're going to do some baking, some activities around here, or one group is going to Winterlude to go on the slides and see the ice sculptures. And then we have some part-time staff as well, where we offer one-to-one care for participants. So.
And how many participants or clientele do you serve?
Oh, that's a good question. We have a kids group, adult group, and then we offer one-to-one. So we've grown significantly in the last few years. I think we're up to over 40. Now, they don't come full-time. Some of them do, some of them don't, but over 40 participants. And when I started, I think our biggest day was 8 people, so it's grown.
Grown exponentially, as
it
they
sure
say.
Has.
What educational requirements do you have to have for your role?
My background is recreation. I studied at Algonquin College years ago, and then I've worked in recreation most of my life. We have some DSWs on site, behavior therapists. It varies.
Why do you love your job?
Oh, we work with the best group of people. Like, I look forward to coming to work every day. We do so many fun and adventurous things. This role was made for me, really. I'm very lucky.
If you had any advice for people who are contemplating similar work, what would it be?
Absolutely. There's a huge demand, and it doesn't even feel like work. It's just so much fun and so rewarding.
And anything else I haven't asked you that you wanted to include?
Don't think so. I think we're good.